Good evening, everyone. This is National Consultant Richard Amorvo. My wife, Mary, is here with me. We are currently under a tornado watch and a big storm coming through the Frisco area here in a little bit. So the call is going to go a little shorter than normal just in case we have to do something. We've already lost our internet, so I don't know if we're going to lose our cable here in a little bit also. But welcome to the call. One thing I will say is that when you're coming on the line, obviously we always have everyone introduce themselves. They tell us where they're calling in from and what they're registered for next. What I would ask you guys to do is to mute your lines once you've done that, just to eliminate any background noise so other people can introduce themselves freely. You can either hit star one or you can hit the mute button that's on your cell phone if you're calling in from a cell phone. Most people are probably not calling in from a landline. But there's a lot of stuff that's going on in ambient energy right now. We're super excited, obviously, about Power Trip. Mary's going to talk a little bit about that. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, we were on a team call a couple weeks ago, and I was talking about something that seemed to resonate with a lot of people, and there were some cross-line leaders that were on there as well, so I wanted to kind of put that on this call because I know we've got lots of cross-lines that are on here. And the main topic was really around, you know, you're in the downline, but are you on the team? And there's lots of teams in ambient energy. And the way I kind of look at it is this way, is, you know, when you join ambient energy, you are in someone's downline. You know, someone joins in your organization, they're in your downline. But until they actually start reaching up and connecting with the upline and starting to show up to meetings, show up to trainings, getting on the team call, getting on the business builder call, you know, they're really not on the team. So you think about it. Being plugged in is what actually has you be on the team. Otherwise, you're just alone. You're a lone cowboy. You're a cowgirl. You're off on your own little island, and you're doing your own thing. And I realize that I'm preaching to the choir with this group that's here, but I just wonder if this distinction might help you when you're talking with new consultants or people that are kind of on the fringe. You know, they're kind of operating on the rim. They're not really in the trenches with the team, doing what the team's doing. And that is, you know, you think about, If you're the type of consultant that requires a text message to get on a call as a reminder, if you need, you know, reminders to get registered for an event, or you need someone to call you to get you registered for an event, that's how you know you're not really on the team. And I'm not saying this to be insulting or anything. It's just, think about it. No one tells Mary and I when to get on this call. And for a lot of you, no one tells y'all when to get on this call. You know exactly when this call is. It's probably in your calendar. There's an alert. There's a reminder. There's something in your phone. There's something that prompts you. And if people are not leading themselves to stay plugged in and they're only requiring upline leadership to remind them, then they're just in the downline. They're hanging out on the fringes. They're out on the rim, and they're not getting the full benefit of being a part of ambient energy. If if there was no benefit to being on a team, then Ambit Energy would just have people go frontline to the company, and they'd be just independent consultants on their own, doing their own thing, and they either sink or swim. There's no leadership. There's no mentorship. It's just, here's your website, here's your kit, you know, and there's nothing else that anyone has any responsibility or accountability to help or support somebody. But when you look at what's made this company become so successful, it's because it's a team environment. Teams do better when they work together, and people do better when they're on a team. So when you're talking with new people, explain to them the real benefits of being on a team, of being plugged in. And, you know, when you start finding people that are just not showing up, there's one or two things. They're either not aware or they're really not serious about building a business. Now, you can find out and reach out to them, and sometimes it's a little bit risky, where you can find out what's really going on with somebody, because it could be something personal that's going on in their life, and it could be a case that they just don't know the total benefits of it, or they've not fully defined why they're building this business. And it's so critical to find out, when someone comes in your downline, to find out, why are they building this business? You know, if you're not initiating the first effort to reach down, don't expect them to initiate the first effort to reach up. You know, when someone new comes into the team, you know, we're going to reach out. We're going to try to connect with them. And then if they don't want to, then obviously that's their choice. They always have our number. They always have our email. They can always get a hold of us. They can always find us. But I want to make sure they know that it's at least there. We're going to extend that branch before they do, because most people won't. So what you want to be able to do is, when you do get connected with people in your downline, is find out why they're doing this. And I'm not talking about, hey, I want to bring my wife home. I want to bring my husband home. I want to pay off our student loan debt. We want to get a house. We want to get a bigger house. You got to dig a little deeper, and you got to find out, hey, you know, if your wife is able to leave her job and stay at home, what does that do for the family? What does that mean for you as a married couple? You know, what does that provide or mean for the kids? And get down to a real level, on an emotional level, of what is the benefit of that why versus, hey, I just want to pay off my credit card. Because then what? I mean, you can pay your credit card off with, you know, enough time and a little bit of money. But what you really want is, you want to find out what are they going to be fulfilled with in life? Not just what's going to handle the surface stuff. They've been, you know, jacking around with the surface stuff for a long time. And you want to find out, what is it going to have them be fulfilled? And usually that requires a little extra money. Sometimes it requires a lot of extra money. More importantly, what it really requires is passive residual income that gives them choices and options and freedoms that they didn't have before, that no one ever taught them about. So when you're connecting with those people and you're finding out about their why, then you've got some good ammunition, what I would say, to why they need to be plugged in with the team. Because you can't learn everything in a day about ambient energy. You can't learn everything and do everything perfectly your first week in the business. So this is a process of learning. This is, you know, what I like to call drip learning. You know, if you plug into your team call 52 weeks a year, if you do it every week, there's probably holidays that you don't, you plug into the business builder call 52 weeks a year, then what's going to happen is, they're getting nuggets of information throughout each and every week, every month, every quarter, every year, and they turn that year corner. They've become somebody that can stand on their own two feet. They're still going to work with the team. They're still going to work with the upline, but they've come to a point to where now they understand the benefit of being on the team. And when they're able to share that experience and that testimony with someone else that new comes on their team, now you've got duplication. Now you've got strength in numbers. So that's really the main purpose of understanding that distinction of being in the downline versus being on the team. I'm going to turn the call over to my wife, Mary, and here she is.
Hey, everybody. We've got our very own light show out the window right now. I can't believe how much thunder and lightning is going on. But, you know, it's actually perfect that Richard said that. I was watching a video earlier today about how to eliminate stress. And they were actually talking about wisdom versus knowledge. And we always tell our kids that you can learn through wisdom or you can learn through experience. So wisdom is from our experience, which costs us probably either time or money and probably some angst, or they can learn from their own experience, which is going to cost them time or money or their own angst. So that's the benefit of being on a team, is that you don't have to learn from experience. You can learn from wisdom, and always looking at how can you do things smarter, not harder. And if you're not, you might assess and look for yourself, are you on a team or are you just in the downline? Because maybe you've been in the downline for a really long time, but you've never actually put yourself on the team. And really, the only person who can put you on the team is you. Now, your upline, your sponsor, they could help facilitate and get you there, but at the end of the day, you have to make the decision that you want to be on the team. And part of being on the team is coming early and staying late and helping and participating, because I'm telling you right now, if you're not coming early and staying late, you're not getting the full value of being on the team. I'll tell you that probably the greatest training we've ever gotten was the times of serving and assisting in and around business presentations and training events. This is long before we were ever leading, long before we were ever doing any training events. This is before we were executive consultants, before we knew anything about anything in the business. We just wanted to serve. And in the process of serving is where we started getting some special coaching. And it wasn't because we were serving that special coaching was happening. It wasn't a reward for serving. It really was a natural fallout of serving. So people always ask us, you know, how did you guys become become mentored by Brian McClure, it really was a natural fallout of being on the team. So when Brian would come to Dallas and do trainings on Saturdays, we would come early and stay late and help set up and help break down. And in the process of doing that, we considered ourselves on the team long before we knew that distinction. We knew that there was work that needed to be done, and we wanted to serve and help. So in that process, what would naturally occur as we're stacking chairs, as we were taking out trash, Brian would ask us, how's your business going? And we would say, well, this is what's happening in the business, and what do we do about this? And while we're doing all the things that needed to be done to set up and break down for the training events, he would coach us. It would be natural conversation, and then we would go grab a meal. And it wasn't like we had planned to grab a meal. It's just by that time we were hungry, and we decided, let's just go grab something together. And while we were breaking bread, that's when we got more coaching, and that's when we forged an incredible friendship. And so, you know, really, really important for you to really take advantage of what's in front of you. You know, Richard always says that when you start an ambient energy business, you're not just buying into a business. You're actually buying into a coaching and mentoring program. And if you're not taking advantage of the coaching and mentoring program, you're not getting full access of what's available in the business. And so there's just great, incredible leadership available all over Ambit land, not just in Texas, but all over the United States, all over Canada, all over Japan. You know, wherever we've got consultants, we've got people who are willing and able to help. So one of the things that I heard also on my video I was watching this morning is the level of your problems will be in direct proportion to the level of success you crave. So if you crave an incredible level of success, you're going to have much bigger problems. So if your biggest problem is what to wear in the morning, you're probably not really out to accomplish something huge in the business. If one of your problems is trying to juggle life and balance your family and your business and all that you've got going on and serving, it's probably because you're up to something bigger. So when you're dealing with problems, don't necessarily look at that as a problem. It just means you're up to something big in your life. So if you're up to something big, you will have problems. If you don't want problems, then this is probably the wrong business for you. You've got to want something more of your life than you currently have, which is why you run up against problems. But the greatest weapon you have for problems and stress and your mental well-being is gratitude. So no matter what's going on in your business, and I know people have had all sorts of issues and challenges in their business, whether it be, downlines not, doing what they said they were doing, or issues with customers. I mean, just being in business, you're going to have issues. And you can focus on all the issues, and very, very quickly, you're going to be really dissatisfied with your business. Or you can focus on everything that's going right. And when you focus on what's going right, it's really hard not to be excited about your business. It's really hard not to share with people what's happening in your business. If you focus on what's wrong, it'll be very quick for you to be discouraged in your business. It'll be very easy for you not to talk to people about the business. I remember a mentor of mine always said, listen, you can make a good marriage bad in 30 days, and you can make a bad marriage great in 30 days. It all will be determined by what you focus your energy on, what you put your focus on. So if you focus on all the things that are wrong, it doesn't matter how great things are going. If you spend 30 days focusing on what's wrong, it's going to be wrong. It's going to be bad. Your experience of whatever area that you're focusing on, the bad things, is going to go down the tubes. But on the flip side, if you focus on all the things that are going right, all the things that are good, no matter what's happening in your business or in your life, you can start turning things around, because the reality is you don't think great thoughts and you don't think creative things or come up with great ideas when you're in the middle of stress or when you're in the middle of disappointment or you're in the middle of discouragement. It's really hard to take action when you're thinking that way, when you're in the midst of all of that. So if you want to turn things around, if you're at a place or if you've been in a place or you're going into a place where you're feeling discouraged or you're feeling, maybe just, not excited about your business, start focusing on all the great things about your business. Maybe you're not exactly where you want to be, but you know that this is a vehicle that can get you there. You know, one of the greatest things that I do when I'm feeling discouraged about my business, and I have days that like that. I crazy enough, as a national consultant, I invite people to business presentations, and we have people who don't show up. That happens for us. We have people we sponsor in the business, and they don't get their first few customers to get their jumpstart bonus. So we still deal with that stuff. Things don't go perfectly for us either. But when I'm in that place, one of the things that really always gives me encouragement is reading the Success From Home magazine. I read about other people's successes, where they were, where they came from, where they are today, and that gets me lit up and excited about what's possible for us and our family, because I know that where we're starting today is not where some of those folks started when they started their Ambit journey, and for sure, it isn't where we started when we started our Ambit journey, so that gets me even more excited about what's possible for the future. So if you don't have a practice already that's going to get you from not taking action to taking action, then I recommend that you find something. You find a way that is an escape route. One of the things we talk about in our family is, you know, you're going to have times of discouragement. You know, you're going to have times where you're going to argue. You know, it's like having a fire evacuation plan. You know, when we were in school, you did fire drills all the time. And in fire drills, you prepared for in the event of an emergency. You know exactly what to do. You know, we're having a tornado watch right now. I know all the kids here in Texas, they do tornado drills. And so they know to go into the hallway, the interior of the school, and they know the drill. And so when that tornado comes, they know exactly what to do. So you know that you're going to have discouragement in your business at some point. So do you have a fire drill? Have you done a fire drill? Do you have an evacuation route that's going to have you go from being discouraged to not being discouraged, being completely stifled and paralyzing your business to being in action in your business? So if you don't already have that plan, you got to create a plan in place. And if you're already there, that's awesome. But maybe this is something that you need to share and create with your team members too. That's why we talk about the why, because there will be times that your consultant will be discouraged and they won't be showing up at the business, or life will happen and they won't be taking action in their business. And that's why you recommend them of their why, because that's one way of an escape route. That's one type of fire evacuation route, is to remind them, hey, you started this business so that you can have this happen. And so we are super excited about being able to give you guys some more training and development in a few weeks. We've got Power Trip coming up. We're excited about some of the things that we've updated and changed so that we can really provide value for all of our consultants. But I'm going to hand the phone back over to Richard so he can share a little bit about that.
One of the things I wanted to touch on that I think I left out, because I kind of heard it when Mary was speaking, that, you know, I look back when we were building the business, and about 10 months, definitely 12 months into the business, we were on our own as it pertained to as far as our upline. You know, there was, you know, there was no team that was organizing, right, things, even on a local level, that our leadership was doing. So when we started to plug in with other leaders like Brian McClure, Steve Thompson, and Chris and Debbie Atkinson and Ray Monty, you know, what happened was, is we plugged into the local team, what was going on in the local operations. And I look now, you know, things that happen around with the Dallas business presentation, for example, that is run by a bunch of other leaders, you know, so it's all cross-line led. It's completely open meeting, but all of those leaders have basically come from different uplines, but yet they've created a local team. So if your upline is not where you live, not in your local market, then what you do is you insert yourself into the local team market of what's going on. So you're plugged in and getting the benefit of all that as well. And that would be true for anyone that's in your downline. What you want to do is you want to be able to, if they're far away from you, you know, you sponsored someone that's in another state, you want to do everything possible to get them plugged in with that local leadership as far as the operations that are going on there, you know, presentations, trainings. Now, no other leader is going to take on the responsibility of personally training them, you know, for home meetings or three-way phone, you know, they might do some three-way phone calls for them, but they're not taking on the accountability of training them. But if that person in that market will plug into what's going on in that market, then literally through just the interaction of the relationships, they're going to help each other. It's going to be iron sharp iron. It's going to be a situation to where they are getting the benefit of having an upline, even though their upline may be gone or their upline's nowhere in the area on a local level. That's why, you know, when I talk to people that, you know, I know this happens, but I mean, I think we do a pretty good job at Ambit Energy. Someone goes to a business presentation and the, you know, the prospect will say, gosh, you know, the person that sent me to this meeting, they live in, you know, Timbuktu and I want someone here locally. You know, we always push them back to the person that put them at that meeting. I said, listen, because you're going to be able to plug into everything that's going on here and you're going to get all the benefits of being in this market and building in your local market. So you're not missing out on anything. So it's just, that's what you want to do. Team can be created in a number of different formats. You've got your upline, that's your upline leadership. And then you've got the leaders that are in your local market. Those are all different ecosystems, so to speak. Those are all different teams. But as long as you're plugged in and as long as you can get, you know, understand, convey understanding to your new people that are in your downline, that are in various markets and helping them get connected with the leaders that are there, then they're on a level playing field. But definitely if someone's not plugged in to what's going on, they are definitely not on a level playing field because they're just operating on their own and they got to go beat their head up against the wall to figure things out. But getting back to what Mary asked me to talk about, you're talking about Power Trip. You know, those of you that may not know what Power Trip is, it's something that's done twice a year. It's been getting done for now, I think 12 years straight. Brian McClure kicked it off, turned it over to us last fall. Here we took over the Dallas area, and then there was a opportunity with working with the EC factory up there and doing the Pennsylvania that's coming up here in November. But what's special about Power Trip is, first and foremost, it's the leadership breakfast that happens on Friday, and that is almost sold out. So you do want to take advantage of that, or make sure your teams understand that as well. And that is This will definitely be a unique leadership prefix because we're still in the transition of this sale from, you know, Ambit Energy being purchased by Vistra, and the Ambit Energy name is not being changed. They bought us because they love the brand and they're going to keep the brand and they're going to figure out what they can do with this channel to help all their other markets rise. And that's the main purpose. They could have bought any other energy company. There's tons of energy companies that are profitable they could have bought, but the one thing that we had that no one else had was we have this channel that has done phenomenal things across the entire country and now halfway around the world. So Friday is going to be an incredible leadership breakfast. And then during the day Friday, which is normally kind of a, you know, where nothing's going on, we're going to do an SC breakout session. We're going to do an EC breakout session. So both of those sessions are going to be done after the leadership breakfast is done. And those are going to be delivered by executives and national consultants that are going to be able to field questions from those of you that are probably just getting one of those codes started, or maybe you're stuck in your code, whatever that might be. And you're going to be able to get some real on the court, you know, just strong, powerful training. What did you do to get through this? And those two sessions that we did back in Dallas in the fall time, in the springtime, was incredible. I mean, they were packed wall to wall. People talked about it after the event, during the event. So those were great add-ons to this. Now, then Friday night is usually always been done by our co-founders doing an open Q&A session. This year, we're looking at having a mixture or something of our executives from the corporate offices, because right now we're in this transition with the sale. So we don't know how that's going to completely go. But what we do know is that Saturday is going to be an all-day training with executives, nationals, yellow jackets, purple jackets, black jackets, plaid jackets, you name it, across the board, upcoming rising stars that maybe have never spoken at Power Trip before. I'm also looking forward that we're going to have one of our original investors, who's also an executive consultant with Ambit, Joey Carter, will definitely be there speaking on Saturday morning. And Joey's got a unique experience because he grew up in network marketing with his mother starting Home Interior and Gifts. But then he also ran that company for several years. And then he also went through a transition of selling that company as well. And so with having that background, plus being on the board of the Direct Selling Association and being an investor in Ambit, he's got a very unique perspective that really no one else in Ambit has. So that is going to be a very powerful morning. And then we're just going to follow up the rest of the day with a ton of hard-hitting training that's going to be done on Saturday. So we'll turn this back over to Mary.
So one of the things that we wanted to make sure we did was, I know there's a lot of marketing consultants that have no idea the value of PowerTrip. And we always tell our team, you know, there's four pillar events in Ambit. The first pillar event happens in January. It's put on by corporate called Simulcast. Everybody on this call should be registered for that. If you're not registered for it, you can go into PowerZone and register, or go to the event center, which is events.ambitenergy.com. Then the second pillar event that happens is in the spring in Texas, which is PowerTrip. And then in the fall would be our big Ambit convention, which is over Labor Day weekend in Dallas, called Ambition. And then in November-ish, we do another power trip in the Northeast, which is what's happening next month. And a lot of marketing consultants just don't understand the value of it. So we want to encourage marketing consultants to go. So if you are a marketing consultant, or you have someone on your team who is a marketing consultant, we are running a special for MCs. So if you're an MC and you want to go to PowerTrip, you can register with an MC special of $69. And so that doesn't include breakfast, it doesn't include lunch, but that does get you into the event. It gets you a PowerTrip t-shirt, but more importantly, it gets you in the room with the right people. So if you're still a marketing consultant, you can register at $69. If you promote before then, which we absolutely want you to promote before then, we will, you know, you'll still get the MC special, but make sure you register while you're an MC. If you do register, or if you've already registered also, just send us an email and let us know that, and we'll, you know, do what we need to do to have you get the MC special. But I really encourage you to get registered, get your downlines registered. I know there's a whole bunch of people who are driving from miles and miles and miles away, taking a full day to drive so they can bring a carload of people with them, because this will be an exceptional power trip. It'll be our transition power trip. So it'll be a very, very exciting time. It'll be a milestone event. So we want as many consultants there as possible. So make sure you let your marketing consultants know that they're going to get a really, really deep discount. It's a $40 discount by getting registered. So we look forward to having you all there. And you can go to get registered at ambitpowertripeast.com. So the website is ambitpowertripeast.com. So make sure you get registered for that. We are super excited, and make sure that you get your team members registered as well. It's going to be an exciting time. Make note of the schedule that's online, because it is going to be a little bit different than what we've done in the past. We're looking to see what we can do to make PowerTrip better each time. So we learned a lot from our last PowerTrip. I'm sure we're going to learn a lot from this one, but we'll be excited to see you guys. But we're going to go ahead and wrap up the call. So I am going to unmute the line so that everyone can say goodnight.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Mary and Richard.